Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me is Guy Alderton to talk about the first annual Rose City Music Festival. Guy, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Kevin.
Glad to have you on to talk about a big event. It's happening Saturday, August 26th. It's the first annual Rose City Music Festival. Guy, tell us how this all came about, this big music festival.
Well, it's I've born and raised in Rose City. And I left for many years and came back and decided to make this home and raise my family here. And I've been a musician also for over 35 years. And it just hit me one day that, you know, the city of Rose City is a real hidden gem. Not a lot of people know much about Rose City. They kind of pass through on M33 when they're heading up north. So I thought, let's figure out a way that we can draw people to town, let them get to know Rose City, and also entertain them. And music being a medium that every age and culture relates to, I thought, what better than to have a music festival, just a one-day music in the park to entertain people. I thought, and so I went to the Rose City Lupton Festival Events Committee and said, here's my idea, what do you think? And they got behind it 100%.
I'm not surprised. It sounds like a great event. Now, do you have music connections that you got? You know, I'm looking at the acts that are going to be playing. You got some superior kind of acts that are coming.
Yeah, I've fortunately, having been in the industry for as long as I have, I know quite a few people that are musicians and have bands. And so I reached out to them and I said, this is my first year doing this and I really need your help. And they all jumped right in with 100%, all smiles and giggles, and they're looking forward to us having kind of a musician's family reunion, if you will. You know, I called them from people all over the state as far away as Grand Rapids. I have two bands coming up from Grand Rapids and superior bands. I have a great talent coming from the Graylord Roscommon area that is just never ceases to amaze me. And then some local talent that is writing their own music, that one of them's right here from Rose City that I had the opportunity to hear at Nor'easter, and I was just blown away.
Wow.
I said, this guy's got to be part of our group, and he jumped right on. So, yeah, so I reached out and asked for some favors and got a lot of really good people coming in to play, and it's going to be a great day.
It sounds like it. Well, let's talk about those acts that are coming in. It gets underway at 1 p.m. on Saturday, August 26th, and it's happening right there at the park in downtown Rose City. Now, give us the acts that are going to be appearing throughout the day.
Well, the first act of the day is going to be Old Brother Big Sister, and they are brother and sister duo. They play acoustic guitar, and they play kind of a bluesish, folkish sound, and very, very talented. I was mesmerized the first time I got a chance to listen to them, and this was a year ago at the Nor'easter Music Festival. I got to listen to them there, and it was mesmerizing to sit and listen to them. And they write a lot of their own stuff. They're very popular. They have a big following. They'll be kicking off the day at 1 o'clock.
All right.
Then following them will be a jazz duo of Bondar and Wise, and Al, he'd be mad at me if I told you how many years he's been in music, but he's played with famous musicians from all over the United States and recorded professionally, and he's put together a jazz trio. They'll be performing at 2 o'clock till about 3-ish, jazz music, and again, something that I think a lot of people will be able to, it will resonate with a lot of people.
Sure.
And then following Al, I believe I have Melodic Canvas.
The line.
Oh, that's right, On the Line. Now, this is they probably don't like it when I refer to them as a boy band, but they're 17, 18, 19 years old. So, but they're not what you would think when I say boy band. They are a progressive rock band. Again, another extremely gifted set of musicians. You can find them on YouTube.
Oh, okay.
Where they are playing music, and just really, really talented. They're going to attract a whole nother audience, and people will be really impressed with that group as well.
Sounds like it. Then 6:30. Then Melodic Canvas comes out.
Melodic Canvas is a single man act, acoustic guitar. He'll do some covers, but he's had a couple songs that he's written, and just got a voice that will melt butter, and very talented on the guitar, and it's going to, again, it'll be kind of a bluesish, folkish kind of sound that he performs.
All right, then GMA 2.0.
Oh boy, this is going to be a selfish plug now.
Okay,
that's my band.
Oh, it is. Oh, all right.
Yeah, that's my band, and that's made up of me and two other musicians, and we're completely unplugged except the one musician. She plays bass, and all we do is cover songs from the 60s through the 70s, and even a couple newer ones that Kevin, you probably know the words to every single song we do. And it's all about entertaining and making people feel good. And we've been the three of us have actually been playing music on and off together for over 35 years now.
Wow.
And we started doing it just to get together so we could, you know, see each other.
Sure.
And it turned into this 4 years ago. It turned into this, and we've been playing a lot of the local places in northern Michigan ever since. And we're all about entertaining and getting people to clap and sing along. And we love it when our audiences know the words to our song, which most people do. So that's GMA 2.0.
Excellent. And then wrapping it up, some more local boys, the Doran Brothers.
The Doran Brothers. Yes. Born and raised in Rose City. They all live in Grand Rapids now. And these guys have been playing again. They traveled. As a matter of fact, the drummer in the band and I have been friends since we were 3 years old. We laugh about that. We have a picture together in our kindergarten graduation class. And so we've known each other a long time. And they traveled all over the United States. I believe his junior and senior year, he was on the road traveling, playing music. They warmed up for bands like Kansas and Grand Funk. And they are a very technical band. They have six members in the band. It's five-part harmony going on all the time in almost every song that they sing.
Wow.
And they're all covers. It's all 70s classic rock.
Okay.
And it's a masterpiece. And they make every sound with their instruments. There's no backing tracks, nothing like that. It's all through the instruments that they're playing. Very talented, have a great following. There's a lot of people that are coming to see those guys close out the night. We're hoping they all come to see all the other wonderful talent we do too, but they do have a very big following, and I'm really excited that they're coming up to play.
No doubt. First annual Rose City Music Festival. I got to say, Guy, you set the bar pretty high on this one, my friend.
I know I have. it scares me. So it's got a lot of years to go now.
Yes.
And aside from just music, there'll be vendors there.
Okay.
With their wares, and we're open to more vendors. If more vendors want to attend, just contact City Hall and ask for Cindy Wilsey. It's free booth space. Just coordinate that with Cindy Wilsey again at City Hall. And but there will be vendors, and there will be clowns going around doing balloon animals.
Wow.
And it's going to be something for everybody.
It sounds like it.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
That's right. It's happening on Saturday, August 26th. Gets underway at 1 p.m., the first annual Rose City Music Festival. And, Guy, if they want more information on this, how would they find more information?
They can go to the City of Rose City's Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
All the schedule, what's happening, the events, everything is right there on their Facebook page.
Very good. Make it a part of your weekend. The first annual Rose City Music Festival, Saturday, August 26th at 1 p.m. downtown Rose City at the park. And Guy Alderton, Guy, a pleasure talking to you, man, and hopefully we get a lot of people out there to have a great time enjoying all that great music.
Thank you, Kevin.